you ask me a question and I don't know the answer, I will find the answer.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
With the world so set on tearing itself apart, it don't seem like such a bad thing to me to want to put a little bit of it back together.
You all know why I'm here.
3, 2, 1, welcome to episode 6 of Soccer Works with Daniel Workman, where we take a brief look at how soccer works in the U.S. and around the world. On episodes 6, 7, 8, and 9, we will take a look at the four councils or voting segments of the U.S. Soccer General Council. On this episode, we look at the Pro Council. The Pro Council gets about 25% of the overall vote in the General Council and is controlled by Major League Soccer. The USL and NWSL each get minority voting percentages, but due to their entanglements and working agreements, the MLS, a private company, has direct control on a quarter of the U.S. soccer vote. This means that MLS controls half of the votes needed to elect a president or vice president all by themselves. This control gives MLS the ability to control board seats, committee appointments, and give them influence on federation rules, policies, and initiatives. They awarded themselves a no-bid contract with their own company, Soccer United Marketing, which diverts some of U.S. Soccer's resources and revenues back to MLS owners. MLS is also able to dictate if a competitor is allowed into the Pro Council, and it should be no surprise that there is not a single independent professional American club with a voice or vote in the Pro Council. The federation is under siege by a private business, and most don't even know. Thanks for listening and for sharing. Stay tuned for more in episodes 7, 8, and 9. You can learn more at wrk.mn/soccerworks. Until next time.